And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. What a blessing we have. We're in the art school, we're page 77. Thank you, Rebzev. In the Feldheim, we're page 25, page Chafei on the bottom. Ha-ha-ara l'chol ha-hamayin, which basically, just to quickly chazer over, we might go a little bit longer, but I think that's okay. I don't know how much longer, but let's get into it. We said that there are three motivations for three different groups of people, one motivation per group. So it's altogether three motivations, depending on which group you're in. And we all definitely fall into this group because this is the group of the masses. So the group of the highest level, some can be in that, some can have parts of them that are in that, the second level possibly, but this group is for everybody. And says the Holy Ramchal, thank you Hashem that we have the Mesil Shisharim to teach us how to live our life. And he says, Ha'ara l'chol ha'amon, hinehu binyan haschar, v'onesh atzmam beros omek hadin, ad heichen magia. As one of the tzaddikim said, that he told his friend, whoever dies first, if you could let the other one know what's going on in the next world. And he said, one of the things that he came down, he said, you can't imagine the diktuk on every little thing that a person does. The story that goes is with the Gra's wife, her friend, I don't know who died first, but one of them said that one died, and she came to her friend in a dream, or however they came, and said, I want to tell you the din, how it works. And she said, remember when we went to collect money for this almana, for this widow, and we saw this person in the street, and you put your finger out, and you said, oh, let's ask that person. The schar that you got for your little point finger of pointing at that person is olamos, is different light years ahead of me, because you actually lifted up your finger to do that one little thing. That's what the Ramchal says. The din on every little tiny thing, asher be'emes royal is dazeya ulischare tamid, for a person can shake, ki mi yamod biyom adin. Unbelievable that this is where we're up to, Erev Rosh Hashanah, min ha-shamayim. Ki mi yamod biyom adin, umi yitztak lifnei boro, right? The irony of Rosh Hashanah is we think, oh, and if I did all my mitzvahs and I did everything right, I'd be able to stand in front of Hashem. It's like silly. Who could imagine? Vasha hashkafa say midaktekes al kol davar katan o gadol. As they say, the tzaddikim say, why is a gadol called a gadol? The reason a gadol is called a gadol is because by him, every little thing is big. Every little thing is big. There's nothing. Amalek is mikra. Amalek is the pshat. Every big thing is nothing. The opposite. V'chein amar Rabbi Seinu Zal, u'ma agid l'adam ma'seichoi. Even the little insignificant conversations you're going to have with your wife are so significant. Again, and the point is not to scare us. It's not about scaring us. It's about reality. Every little thing we do is so powerful. Doesn't mean, oh, you're such a bad guy. That's an emotional thing. It's every tiny little thing we do is so, so big, is so, so significant. Avraham, who Avraham, of Lekoinaya, Chakazav Amar Alav, Avraham Oyhavi. He's called Avraham, my beloved. Lo Palam and Adim, and Eidvarim Kalam, Shloi Dik Dik Bahem. He said two words, Bama Eda. Of course, is Avraham Avinu according to his Madriga, every person according to his Madriga. Avraham Avinu said two extra words, where he said something that maybe he shouldn't have said. Oh, you said, Bamal Eida, how am I going to know? Because of that, we went down into Mitzrayim. Yal Shakaras Brisim Avi Melech. Below Tzivuy of Shalmakom, Amalekosh Baruch Hu Chayecha Shani Masha Besimchas Panecha Shiva Doiris. little things that he did. Yaakov al shachara apay barachol, shamalo hava libanim. He got a little bit upset, whatever that means, kafi the madrig of Yaakov Avino. And he said, come on, I need children from you, whatever he said. Amr medra, zel lishon amagosh baruchu, kach oinim esam ukais. That's how you talk to somebody who's already oppressed. Chayecha shabanecha oinim lefnei bina. Your children will stand in front of her children. Ofishinasan is Dina, right? This famous, we all learned this when we were in kindergarten or whenever we learned this. Since he put Dina into the coffin and hid her from Esav Harasha, Kadesha lo yikacha Esav avapishik, I don't know if it was a coffin, in a box, avapishik vasa hisavada l'toiva. Of course he had good intention not to give away his daughter to Esav Harasha. Ach levisha mana chesed me'achiv, you take away chesed from your friend. So she's going to end up, right, with Shechem. Right, she's going to end up with somebody who is not an arul, who's not mahul, according to the Man D'Amar. I guess that Esav had Mila. And again, it's not the pshat that Hashem is punishing because Hashem is punishing. To punish is a monster. It's a consequence. It's a reality of life. There's a din. There's judgment. There's consequences to somebody's actions. Yosef Levishamel of Sarmashkim kim zechatani itcha the toisloi shteishanim, because he said these two extra words. They added 2 years to him being in jail. That he embalmed his father without the reshus of Hashem. Or he heard the words Avdecha Avinu and he didn't say anything. Right? What happened there? Meis lifnei Echav. He died early and before his brothers. David lefi shekarlo devei Torah zmirais. He called devei Torah zmirais nenash. He was punished and nichshal b'dvar uzim nisarba simchaso. Michal lefi shoychichas David mashragar b'chutz lefnei Aaron. Right, Michal. Right, she gave tochacha. Right, the famous story with David that he was dancing and it seemed that he was being not sensitive since he was the melech. Nensha shloheil of lad el b'maisa. She only had children when she died. Chizkiel lefi sheherel sorry melech bavel his base nechosa. Right, his entire treasure house. Whatever happened over there, Nigzar Abanav Leis Sarisim Behechel Melech Bavel, Ayin Shum, the exact story that happened. What's the point? V'Rabim Kelamoid V'Perakal Kolchayim Amru Rabbi Yochanan. Here it is. Kad Avi Mati Le'akra Havi Bachi. Rabbi Yochanan used to cry when he came to this pasuk. V'Karafti Aleichem La Mishpat V'Yisi Eid B'Mayer Eved Sheshoiklam Alav Kalas Kechamuros Takana Yeshlo. An Eved who they weigh light, like they weigh heavy stuff, what's he going to do? Of course, depending on what a person does, as he's going to say, this is where people have it wrong. People think, oh, my din v'cheshbin is going to be on this and that. That I didn't learn for 20 hours a day. I didn't learn for 17 hours a day. I didn't learn for 10 hours a day. I didn't learn for 5 hours a day. How do you know that that's what the din's going to be? Hashem knows exactly what you're supposed to do. Hashem knows exactly who you are and what you can handle, what you can't handle. Maybe it's that you didn't learn a minute a day. Maybe it's the little tiny things. That's v'haya ekev tishmon. You think you're going to be in trouble for the things that were impossible for you to do. No. Maybe it's the things that Hashem knew that you could do, that you can do. It's the same. People think, oh, it's all according to, you know, did I do it? Did I not do it? Am I in this crowd or I'm in that crowd? Am I part of this or am I part of that? No, right? What's that story with the Gra and the Mummer? One of my favorite stories. Mamash on this. That the Mummer, he was a known Russia in the town of the Gra. A known Russia Marusha. Crazy, crazy guy. And the Gra saw him and he held an apple and he was ready to take a bite out of the apple. And the Gra said, oh, You didn't make a bracha. You got to make a bracha. And the guy's like, make a bracha. I'm oyver avodah zara. I'm oyver b'chal Shabbos b'farhesya. I'm a mummer. I totally deny kol haTorah kula. And you're telling me to make a bracha on this apple? And the girl says, yeah, you have a chiyuv to make this bracha on the apple, just like I have a chiyuv to make the bracha on the apple. And they said it didn't go too many months later, and the guy was chazer b'tshuva. Why? Because he said, I messed up anyway. So that's why I always say against he keeps Shabbos, he doesn't keep Shabbos. He keeps Shabbos, he's like, it's fake news. What does that mean? A person has a chiyuv every second. Every second a person has the same chiyuv. Last Shabbos, this Shabbos, but not speak Lashon Hara, Shmir Sinaim. I am Shomer Sinaim, I'm not Shomer. What? It doesn't work like that. Every little thing is so massive. And once a person looks at life like that, Dr. Ramchal, that's what he says. We're already 11 minutes in. Elal kulam yashkiach v'pakach ba'shva echas ladun kol echad meim lahanish achakach al kol echad kefi. Thank you, Hashem, for the Ramchal. I love these little lines Ramchal puts in. He says, kefi ma shehu. He didn't have to put that in there. He put it in there. And the Goyin says you can be medayik. You can medayik in every word. Why did he say that? It's a good kasha. I say, kefi ma shehu. That's what you're going to say. Oh, well, that he's going to nail that guy and that guy. Yeah, Hashem knows exactly what you are able to handle and exactly what you can't handle. And exactly what you're supposed to do, exactly what you're not supposed to do. He says it, kefi ma shehu. Hashem knows exactly what it is. Ki es kol ma'isel kim yavi b'mishpat. Unbelievable, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're learning this. He says, kol ma'isel kim yavi b'mishpat. Ki kasher ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maniach m'lishkoyach kol ma'isel toiv. You hear this? I love the Ramchal. This is why I love the Ramchal, because he keeps us in check. He keeps us honest with ourselves. He says, just like Hashem doesn't forget all the good we do. As I always say, when guys make a cheshbon and nefesh, I'm such a terrible guy, say that you're a good guy too. What does that mean? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with you, he says that. First he says that. He says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forget every little good thing we do, he doesn't also forget every little negative thing we do. Anybody who says Hashem doesn't care, that's mikra, that's a malik. Your whole life is just one big Hashem doesn't care. Chen amru im oimel chayitzara chata v'akadosh baruch hu moichalach al tishmalah. Yeah, do whatever you want. Hashem doesn't care. Hashem will be meichel you. Don't listen. V'zeh davar pasha. We'll finish with this. Ki hine kel emes Hashem. Uma shomer Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom. Hatsur tamim palo kichol drach ha-mishpat. Kel emun ha-veinava. Listen to this, guys. This is the best. Hashem desires mishpat. So ignoring the bad would be as much injustice as ignoring the good. Kevin shakash baruch hu roitzeh ha-mishpat. Hashem looks at everything. Mamish kivakaras roya edroy. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally looks at everything. People think din means negative. Doesn't say din is negative. It means that Hashem looks at the whole situation. He looks at the entire situation. He dons up who you are, what you are, with everything. Al kainim mishpatu roite, tzarech shiten l'chol ish kedrach u'prim ha'mol v'tachas ha'diktok, bein la'toiv, bein la'mutav. And that's the pshat, kelemun ha'vein avel tzadik v'yashar hu, la'tzadikim v'l'rishayim. Ki kach ya'amida v'al ha'kol hu don, v'al kol cheir u'manish, v'ein li'himolid. Now it's 14 minutes and 25 seconds. Sorry to do this to everybody. But the next piece he says, so then where does tshuva come in and where does rachamim come in? If Hashem judges everything exactly the way it's supposed to be, so where's tshuva and midas harachamim? Well, you're machaven to the Ramchal. That's the next plot, which Mirtz Hashem will start. Mirtz Hashem, aser tzmei tshuva. And just to tell you, Hashem does leave kisei din on Rosh Hashanah and he sits on kisei rachamim. So there is din in reality, but then Hashem says, okay, now it's time for Rachamim. Shkoyach, everybody.